Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkot Lamed Zayin Mabez. We're holding on Lamed Zayin Mabez, three lines from the top, by the words of Amar Rabba. So we're in the middle of going through a series of memories from Rabba. So says the Gemara now, Va'amar Rabba, the Rabba said, Le'lidutz inish lulava bohishana. When a person is putting together his lulav with the hadasim and the aravis, so he shouldn't first tie together the hadasim and the aravis, and then to be lidoitz, to push in the lulav into the eged. Why not? Because if you do that, the dilma nasre tarfe v'havi chatzitza. Maybe some leaves will get pulled off, and when you do that, if the leaves get pulled off, it's going to be a chatzitza. It's going to be separating between you and the lulav. So therefore, you shouldn't do that. Rather, you should bind them all together. However, says the Gemara, V'rava Amar, then no, it's not a problem to do it like this, because min b'mina einu chaitzitz. Because the ma'isa, it's being that it's the same min, so it's not a problem of chatzitza. Now, it happens to be la halacha, it's probably still not recommended to do it like this. I believe the Magen Avram says it lahadya. He says even stam, when you put the ravais into the kaishikul, or however you're being ma'agid your lulav, so he says you should be careful that the leaves don't fall off. Now, the truth is that we had in the Mishnah, that when it comes to aravais, so the halacha is, we had on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that if it's just nashru miktsas oleha, if only some of the leaves fall off, it's still kosher. However, the Magen Avram learns that kosher means, it's kosher b'di'avad, your yaitze, but that's not lechatchila the way to do the mitzvah. Lechatchila, the aravais should have all their leaves. You shouldn't use aravais to have some of the leaves off. And he says that since aravais are so easy to come by, they're not very expensive, so he says, and this is in the beginning of Siman Tav Reish Mem Zayin, the Magen Avram says that if some of the leaves fall off, you should really use new aravos, you should change the aravos. And it's brought lahalacha by the Mishnah Berurah, also in Siman Tav Reish Mem Zayin, and Sif Ka'an Yud Aleph. So for other reasons, it's probably not recommended to do it like this, but the Gemara here is focusing on the reason of chatzitza in the lulav. So to that, which Rabbi said it's a chatzitza, Rabbi said, no, it's not a problem of chatzitza, because it's min b'minai. Says the Gemara, another member from Rabba, Va'ama Rabba, Le'ligoiz inish lulava b'hayshana. Similar type of idea. He said that if a person wants to trim his lulav, you want to take off some of the leaves, I guess he likes it a little bit skinnier, or maybe he needs one of the leaves to tie around his lulav. So if he wants to trim his lulav, he should make sure not to do it when it's already in the eged. Why not? Because you might have some detached leaves, or at least pieces, that will stay in the eged, and it will be a hefsek, it will be a chatzitza. So he says, make sure not to cut it while it's in the eged. However, again, v'rava amar, that no, min b'minay einu chaitzitz. That no, it's not a problem of chatzitza, because it's min b'minay. When you have two things of the same min, of the same type, so it's not a problem of chatzitza. V'amar rabba, a fifth statement from Rabba, the third of today. Va'amar Rabba, hadash shal mitzvah, aser lahariach bay. The halacha is that you're not allowed to smell the hadasim that you have set aside for the mitzvah. You still want to have hadasim for besamim, fine, it's great. But if you, the hadasim that you have set aside for the arba minim, so you're not allowed to smell them. And Rashi explains, because we learn it out from the sukkah, just like sukkah is aser b'hana, the sukkah itself is aser b'hana, like we had earlier on Daf Tesam and Aleph. So too, the arba minim, they're aser b'hana, so you're not allowed to take the hadasim and smell them. However, says Rabba, esrog shal mitzvah mutr lahariach bay. Even though you're not allowed to smell the hadasim, you are allowed to smell the esrog. So says the Gemara, my time, why is there this difference? Why by hadasim is it aser, whereas by esrog it's mutter? So says the Gemara, because hadas de l'recha koi, hadasim are meant to be smelled. That's what hadasim, that's their usage. It's not something you eat. It's something that you smell. It's besamim. So since it's set aside for besamim, that is what it is, be'etzem, hadasim are l'recha koi. So therefore, ki aksie, when it's now for that mitzvah, and you're not allowed to be nene from it, you can't be nene from it for what it's for. And therefore, mirecha aksie, we say it became muksa, it became set aside from its smell. So you're not allowed to smell it. However, esrog de la achilokoi, an esrog which is not typically used for besamim, it's something which is used as a food item. It's something which is eaten. So esrog de la achilokoi, it's something which is food. So therefore, ki aksie ma achila aksie. When it's set aside, when it's pushed to the side, when it becomes aser bahana because of the mitzvah, so the thing that becomes aser is its usage. Its usage is food, so you can't eat it on Sukkot, but you are allowed to smell it. V'amar Rabba said that hadas b'mechubur mutter lahariach bay. That a hadas that's attached to the ground, so now we're going to Hilchei Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you have a hadas that's attached to the ground, so the halacha is that you're allowed to smell it. However, esrog b'mechubur aser lahariach bay. An esrog that's attached to the ground, you're not allowed to smell. You're allowed to smell the hadasim, you're not allowed to smell the esrog. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the pshat in this chiluk? Says the Gemara, because hadas the hareach koi, like we just said, hadasim are made to be smelled, isharisulei, so if we allow a person to smell it when it's attached to the ground, lo asi lemigzie, he's not going to come to cut it off the ground, he already accomplished what he wanted to do. He wanted to smell it, and he smelled it. There's no need to even cut it off the ground. He did exactly what he wanted. However, esrog de la achilokoi, an esrog which is meant to be eaten, so therefore, isharis lei asi lemigzie. If we allow a person to smell it, so he's going to smell it, and he's going to be like, wow, this would taste delicious with my salad or something. And he'll want to pick it off the ground, and he might end up forgetting maybe a Shabbos and cut it off the ground. So therefore, by hadasim, where he accomplished already what he wanted to do, there's no need for gzeira. And so hadasim, you're allowed to smell it even when it's attached to the ground. But in esrog, we have this chashash that a person might end up cutting it off the tree, and therefore you're not allowed to smell an esrog on Shabbos. The Amar Rabba, a seventh and final statement, the fifth one of today, that V'Amar Rabba, Rabba said, that lulav b'yamin v'esrog b'smol. When you hold together the arbaminim, so the lulav with the hadasim and the ravois, the whole eged, the whole thing of the lulav, the hadasim and the ravois together, that goes in your right hand, and the esrog goes in your left hand. So my taima, why is it that we have it like this? Why is it that the lulav dafka goes into the right hand? So says the Gemara, says Rabbo, because hani tlosa mitzvahs v'hai chada mitzvah. Because the lulav includes, has three mitzvahs to it. There's the lulav, the hadasim, and the arabis. Whereas the esrog is just one. So generally, chashivah for chashivah's purposes, we put things in the right. So the thing which has the most chashivahs is the lulav, being that it has three mitzvahs. Amar le Rav Yirmi le Rav Zrika. Rav Yirmi asked Rav Zrika. He said, my tam loy mevarchinon ella al netilas lulav. What's pshat in the nusach habracha that the nusach habracha we make al netilas lulav? So now, technically speaking, we just said, but the lulav is more chashir if it has three mitzvahs. From Rashi in the Gemara's Teretz, the last Rashi in the Gemara, it's mashma that Rav Yirmi over here was asking that why don't we mention the hadasim and the aravos also? Why is it that only the lulav gets mentioned? None of the other minim get mentioned. So it sounds like we're specifying lulav. So it's not because it's three mitzvahs. Then we should also mention the hadasim and the aravos. It seems like we're singling out lulav. Why does lulav get singled out in the bracha? So says the Gemara, Hayolu gavaya mikulan. The reason why it gets singled out is because it's the tallest. Says the Gemara, it's the tallest, that just depends how you hold it. You could pick up the esrog and hold it all the way up, and then the esrog will be the tallest. So then if that's the case, then maybe you should make a bracha al netilas esrog. And the Maram explains that there would even be a preference, perhaps, in specifically making a bracha on the esrog, because the esrog is the one that's mentioned first in the pasuk, so it has that chashivas. So if it's just because the lulav happens to be taller, so just pick up the esrog, and then the esrog will be taller. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Lei, he said back to him, you didn't understand what I meant. I don't just mean because right now it's physically the highest up. Rather, Hayol uveminai gavaya mikulan. I mean that generally the min of the lulav is the tallest, not because of the way you're holding it. Be'etzem, esrog is not very tall. Hadasim and aravos are taller, but they're still not as tall as the lulav. The lulav, be'etzem, is generally the tallest one. Its min is the tallest. And therefore, because its min is the tallest, so that's why we make a bracha specifically on the lulav. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, V'heichan hayu minanin. Where does a person shake the arba minim together? So the Mishnah is going to explain the different parts of halal that we do the nanuim. So most Rishonim learn most Rishonim learned that Avada we also shake it by the bracha, and the bracha is the main place where we accomplish the mitzvah of Arba Minim, and that which we shake it during Hallel is like an extra. So the Mishnah didn't have to speak out the fact that we shake it by the bracha. That was Pashat. The Mishnah is asking, V'heichon hayu minanin, when do we shake it during Hallel? Avada we shake it during the bracha, and that's the Iker. But when during Hallel, which parts of Hallel do we shake the Arba Minim? The Sefer Itter actually learns that no, the Mishnah is asking a general kasha, a general shaila, where is it that we do the nanuim? And from the fact that the Mishnah answers during Hallel, the Sefer Itter learns that the actual Iker place of the mitzvah of Arba Minim is actually during Hallel. But most Rishonim seem to learn not like that. They seem to say that really the bracha is the Iker, and Hallel is extra, and the Mishnah was just asking where during Hallel do we shake. So says the Mishnah, V'heichon hayu minanin, where during Hallel do we shake the Arba Minim? So says the Mishnah, B'haydu Lashem t'chila v'soif. First of all, we shake it by Haydu Lashem, Ki Toiv, Kilo Olam Chastoi, which is mentioned in the beginning of that parak, and at the end, by both of those places, we shake the Arba Minim. And also, V'ana Hashem Hashiyana, Divrei Beis Hillel. That's what Beis Hillel says. By just these three places, Haydu Lashem t'chila v'soif, and then also by Ana Hashem Hashiyana. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Af ba'ana Hashem atzlichana. That we also shake the Arba Minim by Arba Hashem atzlichana. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that Saifa Hayisi Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua. I was once watching Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Shimush Chachamim. I was watching them perform the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Shekol ha'am hayu minanin esuluvehen. Everyone else was shaking their lulav, as we'll see, during Ana Hashem Atzlichana, like Beis Shammai. They were shaking their lulav during Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Vehem lo ninu, but they didn't do it. Ela ba'ana Hashem Aishiyana. They only shook by Ana Hashem Aishiyana. So he has Eidos that Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua, they were not like Beis Hillel, that they only shook the lulav when it came to Ana Hashem Aishiyana and not by Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. I remember one time a bacher once asked my mashkiach, he asked him about possibly switching yeshivas, where he felt that maybe he would have more hatzlacha. He felt that maybe he would have more hatzlacha in the other place. And I remember the mashgiach told him, he said, Lamaisa, he was doing well in the yeshiva. He just felt he would have more hatzlacha in the new place. So he said over from one of the rabbis that he said that we only make changes, make moves, we only move around when it comes to Ana Hashem Hashiyana. If a person's, and he needs a Yeshua, his things aren't going well, and he needs a Yeshua, so then we shake. But when it comes to Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, that he's bad, some he's doing well, he just thinks he'll have more Hatzlacha somewhere else, he said, then we don't shake, then we don't move for such a thing. Okay, obviously, you know, each case has to be dealt with individually, but that was the idea that he said from this halacha. Says the Gemara now, Nanu Aman Dechar Shmei. Well, the Mishnah opens up, when do we shake? Whoever said anything about shaking the Arba Minim? Whoever said that we have an obligation to shake, then now all of a sudden this Mishnah says, when do we shake? Who says that we shake to begin with? So says the Gemara Hasamkai. We're going off of a previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Parak on Chavtasim Abayis, where the Mishnah said that Kolulav Shiyesh by Shleishet Tfachim Kedei Linanea Boy is kosher. It says that the lulav has to be three tefachim, and then the way the Gemara read the Mishnah is that it also has to have an additional tefach kedei l'naneya bai, so that it should be obvious when it's being shook, that when it's being shaken, it has an extra tefach by itself. It says that the lulav sheyesh bei shleisha tefachim kedei l'naneya bai is kosher. So we mentioned already the idea that it has to be shaked. So now the Mishnah over here says, V'ka'amar heicha minanin. So therefore now we come to our Mishnah after we finish going through the halachis of the Arba Minim, and now the Mishnah asks, so now when is it that we do that shaking that you mentioned earlier on Chavtasim Abayis? Says the Gemara now, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Menachos. So the Mishnah says over there, it's discussing the karbonis of Shavuos, that we bring shtei halechem, two loaves of bread, and two sheep, two shnei kvasim. So the Mishnah over there says that shtei halechem u'shnei kivsei atzeres, so how does the Kayin perform that Avoida? Before the Kayin, he takes the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, and it says that he has to shake it. So the Mishnah is asking, how does he shake the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres? So the Mishnah says, Maniach Shtei Alechem al gabe Shnei Akvasin. He takes the two loaves of bread, and he puts them al gabe Shnei Akvasin. He puts them on top of the two sheep. Umaniach yaday tachtayan, and then he takes his hands, he puts them under the sheep, so he's holding up now the sheep with the bread, with the lechem on top. Umeinif, and he shakes them. Umeilech umevi, he moves forward and then back. Umalu umeirit, and he goes up and down. He shakes in all different directions, forwards, backwards, up, down. Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Asher hunaf v'asher huram, that he has to shake it and he has to raise it. So we dash him from there, he has to go forward and back, and then he has to also go up and down. I guess he also has to be very strong. I'm saying sheep are not exactly the lightest animal. I don't know how many people ever tried picking up a sheep before. I had one experience. I remember I once went to visit my in-laws, and their shul, so Daf Yomi at the time was learning Maseches Chulin, maybe they had just finished Maseches Chulin, so they decided they were gonna perform a shechita so that everyone could get a hands-on experience of shechita that they learned about in the Daf Yomi. So on the day of the shechita, so my father-in-law, he asked me if I could come help him to bring the two sheep. He was in charge of getting the sheep. He asked me if I could come with him to bring the two sheep that they were gonna shecht. So I wasn't sure exactly what bringing the two sheep meant. I thought maybe it was in a car, we were going to drive it together, he needed help driving or something. Lamaisa, I went with him. Next thing I know, we're in someone's backyard, and there's these two sheep in the backyard running around. And we were in charge of, we had to catch the sheep, and we had to bring it to the shul for them to shecht. So now, still to this day, my father-in-law and I have a machlaikas. I say the sheep was running away from me. He says I was running away from the sheep. Lamaisa, eventually we got the sheep. We brought it to the shul, but Lamaisa, they're very heavy animals. But I guess this kain was very strong, and that's what he has to do. That's what he had to do every shvuas. He had to put the two loaves of bread on top of the sheep, and he had to shake it forward and back and then up and down. So now says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Meilech Umevi Lemi Shaharba Ruchai Shaloi. That this idea of being Meilech Umevi, of going forward and back, that's the idea that you're showing that you're bringing the carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the whole world, all four sides of the world are His. Meilech Umeirit, and you go up and down to show that you're bringing the carbon Lemi Shahashamayim V'Haaret Shaloi, to the one that Shamayim and Aretz are all His. B'marava masnuhachi, in Eretz Yisrael they taught everything like we just said. However, Amrav Chama Bar Ukva, or in Marava they taught the following, that Amrav Chama Bar Ukva, Amrav Yosi Rabbi Chanina, that Meilech Umevi, the idea of being Meilech Umevi, of going forward and back, is Kedei La'atzar Ruchai Yisrael. That has a powerful effect, that it stops the bad ruchais. That when you go up and forward and backwards, that stops the bad winds from all sides of the world. And mailu umayre, when you go up and down, that's kedei latzer tolal umrayim, that's to stop there from being these bad dews that are gonna ruin the crops. Am Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, Vitem Rabbi Yosi bar Zvila, that Zaysay Meres, you see from here, that Shiare mitzvah ma'akven es ha'peronos. That even things that are just like side parts of a mitzvah, it's not the ikar part of the mitzvah, it's just a side detail. It's just a side detail. Even a detail of a mitzvah like that is able to hold back peronos from coming to the world. Where do we see that? Shahare tenufa, Shiare mitzvahi. Tenufa is not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the akravas ha'karbon of the shteil lechem, the two kvasim. Tenufa is just a side detail, and yet still vaitzeres ruchais utlalim raim, and still it's able to have this big effect, and it's able to stop these bad winds and the bad dews. V'amai Rava v'chein belulav, and Rava commented that just like we find that this is the way you shake and you do the tenufa when it comes to the shteil lechem and it's shnei kvasayat kifseyat seres, so too by lulav you go forward and backwards and you go up and down, you shake the different directions and you shake upwards and downwards. Rav Acher bar Yaakov mamtilei umaisilei. Rav Acher bar Yaakov, he shook it forward and back. Amar, and he commented after he did this, he said, Din Gera Be'ena Desitna. He said, Kilu, he was talking to the Satan, saying, I'm throwing an arrow into your eyes. However, says the Gemara, V'lav Milsehi, that's not a proper way to talk when you're doing the Nanuim, Mishum Da'asile Garuyebe. Because that's starting up a fight with the Satan, which is not someone, he's not someone that you want to start a fight with. So although Rav Acher bar Yaakov didn't, he felt comfortable doing such a thing, that's not something that we should be doing, is saying something like that when you do the Danuim, saying, oh, this is an arrow in your eyes, the Satan, because that's picking a fight, which is not something we should be doing.